T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, welcome to the show. This is Al Gordon, and as always, we are working on your financial freedom. Hey, I've got several topics I'd like to cover today, we'll get deep into them pretty quick. First topic I want to cover is some recent economic news, talking about jobs and, you know, where we've gone in the last 4 or 5 months with wages and how many jobs have really been created and why that really matters to us as real estate investors. Also want to talk a little bit about medium housing prices in the state of Texas. Some really good information I found, ranging from 2011 to 2017. We'll get into that in a moment. Also want to have an open discussion with you, the callers. Most importantly, what I'd like you to do is give me a call today at 877-711-5211. And what I want to hear from you is, what type of topics would you like to hear in future shows? Yeah, that's right. I'm going to give you an opportunity to give me some input so that when I create future shows, we can talk about the things that you're mostly interested in, as long as they relate to real estate investing. I've also got some email questions I'd like to get to if we have some time today. So let's get right into it. And as always, I'm just going to ask you the three major questions that Dell would ask you if you were sitting right across from you in your living room. The first one is this. Are you ready to retire in 5 years or less? Are you on a game plan where you can retire in 5 years or less, or are you stuck in the government rut of the lies that they tell you, where you've got to work 30, 40 years and then pray you don't outlive your money? Question number two, have you replaced your earned income with passive income? See, that's the secret sauce. That's what allows you to retire in 5 years or less. Actually taking that ordinary income and moving it aside and replacing it with passive income that's generated from real estate investment. And then the final question, it kind of dovetails into the other two. Have you stopped depending on your 401ks, your IRAs, and your pensions for your retirement? Hey, enough said about that. You know how I feel about that. I feel that it's just a big government conspiracy that they want to control your money, and they want to talk about what you need to do with your money as opposed to you making those decisions. So let's get right into the economic news that I have for you. Pretty good outlook. There have been 7 million job openings that have occurred currently in the market. So there's jobs for 7 million people. And why do we care as real estate investors? Because we provide workforce housing. That's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We teach people how to effectively invest in single family and multifamily properties, and they are focused on the worker. It is focused on workforce housing. Why? Because they need decent quality housing, and we have the map to provide it. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Of the 7 million job openings that are out there, there are less than 7 million available workers to fill those positions. That's right. Unemployment is extremely low, and it's at a point where in the last 4 or 5 months, wages have grown faster for workers than supervisors. So, you know, this kind of dovetails into the conversation we're having. So if the workers, the people that we're catering to in our real estate investing are making more money, what that allows us to do is to provide quality housing for them. It allows them to better qualify for our rents. So, for instance, somebody that may not have had enough income to qualify for one of my single-family houses, now because they've gotten raises, and, you know, we might have to, you know, give thanks to the Trump economic plan. I'm not saying that I'm for Trump. I'm not saying I'm against Trump. What I'm saying is that whatever is going on in the government, it is helping us in real estate investing. You know, it's been, apparently, it's been more than 10 years since wages for workers had outpaced supervisors. So that's really a telltale sign, in my opinion, that the market is changing for us as real estate investors, and it's not changing for the bad. It's actually changing for the good. Recently, we were talking about the number of job openings. There have been 304,000 new jobs created. Now, whether you want to give credit to Trump or you want to give credit to Nancy Pelosi, don't really care. The fact is this, 304,000 jobs nationwide have been created. And these are good paying jobs. These aren't jobs that are, you know, making minimum wage, flipping burgers at McDonald's. I'm not saying that that is not a good thing to do. I myself fried chicken for Kentucky Fried Chicken when I was in high school working minimum wage. And oh my God, let's see, what did I make back then? It was $3.05 an hour. And then I was so excited when I got a 5-cent raise. I went to $3.10 an hour. And then the unemployment changed. It went, the minimum went to $3.15. So I thought, well, I'm going to make a whopping $3.20 because I've already got a raise. And my boss said, no, you're not getting a raise, pal. You're going to make that $3.15. Anyhow, I got way off on track there, but some of you can relate to that. Some of you remember when minimum wage was way down at the bottom of the barrel. But more importantly, this is the takeaway from the $304,000 there's 304,000 jobs, not dollars, but jobs created. Not only are these good paying jobs, these are jobs such as Walmart, you know, one of the largest retailers, well, you know, in America and most likely in the world. They are actually hiring truckers and they're paying them $90,000 a year. Now, for those of you investing in real estate and you pulling out your calculators and you're saying, $90,000 a year, that means, yeah, they make enough money to qualify for my rental property. Not only do they make enough money to qualify for my rental property, they're going to have enough disposable income that I'm not going to have to worry about them meeting rent on the first of the month. Not only that, I'm never going to have to probably put a 3-day eviction notice on their property because they're making enough money to pay the rent for the quality housing that I'm providing. Now, let's talk a little bit about medium home prices. You know, on this show, we're going to focus on single family and we'll touch a little bit into multifamily. But I think the audience out there is hungry for what's going on in single family. Of course, you're going to give me a call at 877-711-5211. That number again, 877-711-5211, and you're going to tell me what topics you'd like to hear on future shows so that we can streamline and focus based on your needs. Getting back to medium home prices, this is a report that came out that analyzed medium home prices in the Texas market for what they called a new construction and existing construction. Now, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we don't teach you how to go out and do new construction. We find that to be very risky. It can also be very expensive. You have to deal with municipal governments. You have to deal with permitting. You have to deal with inspections. You have to deal with things that could cause delays in your timeline. And what we're focused on is looking at existing properties, no matter how bad of condition they're in, as long as we can pencil out the numbers and the numbers make sense, we'll buy the worst properties out there. We will clean them up. We will provide quality workforce housing. And what we're hoping for is that we're going to make a lot of money. And the reality of it is, it's not really a hope. It's a we're going to do this. So let's get back to those medium home prices. Now, this is a study that was conducted by a gentleman by the name of Dr. Ali Anari. He is a research economist from the Texas A&M Real Estate Center. I want to give him credit for putting this together. And these are medium home prices for new and existing properties, single-family homes, based on 2017 numbers. And what he found was pretty amazing. You know, Texas used to be a place where affordable housing abounded. You can go back to, say, 2011, this report did go back to 2011. And what it showed was that property values have been increasing dramatically across Texas since 2011. The median home prices in some of the major markets are as follows. San Antonio, $214,900. Now, that's a significant increase for San Antonio, and I know that they're struggling with an affordable housing problem because they're trying to figure out a way to create housing for $200,000 or less so that it can be affordable. Now, we as investors, we're not so worried about the affordability factor, nor are we so worried about what the city of San Antonio is worried about. What we want to do is we want to find quality housing. We want to create the improvements to the property and provide that on a rental basis to our renters. Now, here's the other thing. When the medium home price gets above what people can actually purchase for, you know, they're just going to wind up being renters, and there's nothing wrong with that. I've been a renter. I've been a great tenant. I've paid on time because I got crushed in 2008 and lost my home to a short sale. So I felt that pain, and I got to become a tenant. But at the end of the day, me being a tenant had no impact on the existing home prices. But for you as a real estate investor, the medium home prices are important to know, and we'll get into that a little bit in the next segment. So give me a call at 877-711-5211. Tell me what you want to hear on future shows. This is Al Gordon on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Radio Show.
Talk 1370.
Hey, welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Al Gordon, and today we're providing a more effective roadmap to your financial freedom. In the last segment, we were talking about some medium home prices in the Texas markets, and we were talking about, you know, the effect this has on owners of real estate property and also tenants. And at the end of the day, here's the takeaway from everything. Medium home prices in Austin, Round Rock are just right at the $300,000 point. That means that half of the housing that's available for sale has sold for above that. The other half is sold for below that. If you jump up to the Dallas-Fort Worth and the greater Arlington area, the pricing up there, the medium pricing is $255,000. And like I mentioned in the San Antonio New Braunfels market, they're just under $215,000. So it puts them out of what they consider their affordable pricing range. Let's jump over to Houston. Medium housing prices over there are just at about $234,000. If you want to jump around to some different markets, I've got those numbers too, such as Midland at $255,000. Now, who would have thought Midland would have a medium price range of $255,000? El Paso is only at $150,000. So, you know, housing may be considered affordable over there. Now, what does it matter to us as real estate investors with regards to the pricing and the medium pricing? Well, it's this simple. Depending on what you acquire your property for, you will find that you make your money when you buy the real estate. And the medium pricing is going to give you an idea of where overall pricing in the market is going. Either the price is going up or the price is down. Now, that doesn't mean you can go out and buy, say, a $50,000 piece of junk house, drop another, say, $30,000 into it. So now you're all in for about $80,000, and then that property is worth in Round Rock maybe $300,000. That's not the way it works. What's going to happen is there's going to be an appraisal done on the property to determine what the final, what we call after repair value, would be. So in my example, if you got an after repair value of say $120,000, you would have an equity capture of $40,000. Now that's huge, because that equity goes right into your bottom line for your net worth. See, now you own $40,000 of equity in a property. So if you're in say Austin Round Rock and you're seeing that the median price range is about $300,000, and that was in 2017, what has it done since then? Are the prices going up, or the prices going down? Well, in a different study that I looked at from the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M, shows a little bit more current pricing. And what it's showing is that existing home medium sales prices have been consistently going up, while new home medium sales prices have kind of flatlined. So what does that really mean? Well, to me as a real estate investor who's not buying new construction, it tells me that the market is still very, very favorable for me. Prices are going up. And as that medium home price goes up, the rest of the market tends to follow. So if we put our money into that junky little house, and we put about $30,000 into it, and we're in it for the $80,000, and our pricing in 2017 was about $120,000. If we look at the trend lines going up, and it looks like it's been a reasonable increase, you know, that property may have grown in value several percent. It's very possible that $120,000 price that existed in 2017 now may be $125,000 in 2019. So what's happened is not only has your equity grown by an additional 5%, or excuse me, $5,000, it has actually grown by an additional 20%. And some math people will tell me, no, that's not right, Al. It's actually 25%, because it's one quarter of what you made. Okay, you know, math was not my best subject. I know that 2 + 2 = 4. I have a little trouble with the percentages. I'm sure some of you can relate. But having said that, what I really want to do is I want to have a conversation with y'all. If you would give me a call at 877-711-5211. That's 877-711-5211. Let's talk about what you want to see or hear for future shows. I'm very interested in what you're thinking about with regards to real estate investing, and I want to make sure that we tailor these topics to meet your needs, to meet your concerns. See, this program is for you. It's not for me. It's not about me. It's all about you and the radio listening community that is trying to figure out, how do I do this real estate investing? So you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Al Gordon. And again, if you have any questions or if you've got a topic idea, call me at 877-711-5211. That's 877-711-5211. We'll be right back.
70.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, I got to ask you, are you ready to retire in 5 years or less? Have you replaced your earned income with passive income? Have you stopped depending on 401ks, IRAs, and pensions for your retirement? Well, have you? I'll tell you, I have, and many of my new friends have. You see, when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, I was getting advice from folks that really didn't know anything about how to invest in real estate, even though that was something that I was very interested in doing. I got advice from my family. Now, none of them had invested in real estate outside of maybe the occasional residential home. I did have one relative that bought a commercial property like 4 million years ago, it seems like, and they've depreciated that thing all the way out. So that's not really a good advisor either, because they have a lot of debt equity in the property. They're not leveraged correctly, and quite frankly, they could be making a lot more money. Anyhow, that got me off on a sidetrack, so let's bring you back in. So, you know, I talked with my friends. Friends were in the same boat. You know, none of them owned any residential property. As a matter of fact, a lot of them were, you know, having issues with working really hard in their jobs. They didn't have enough time. That work in their jobs was actually having a negative impact on their family life. They had maybe estranged kids. Just, you know, you've seen these problems that go on because we work so damn hard in our jobs. And that's why I ask you, can you retire in 5 years or less? Because what we want to do is we want to give you your time back. These are the goals of Lifestyles Unlimited, is to give you back your time, because your time is extremely valuable. It is what you're currently trading to your employer, so that you can eventually save some money, so that hopefully somewhere down the road you can start pulling that money out of these retirement plans and put your hands together and pray that you don't outlive your money. Finally, getting back to, you know, who is advising me. I, prior to Lifestyles, you know, anybody that advised me was giving me, quite frankly, bad information. So when we became members of Lifestyles Unlimited back in 2017, what we immediately found out was that there was a better way to invest. We learned Del Walmsley's roadmap to success. We learned what right looked like. Heck, we had bought three what we'll call single-family properties. They're actually duplexes, but anything classified as 1 to 4 units under lending guidelines is considered a single-family property. They're valued in a similar way using an appraisal methodology. Anyhow, we had screwed those things up. We thought it was okay to lose money in real estate. We thought it was okay to not have positive cash flow. We thought it was okay to be buddy-buddy with our tenants. And that doesn't work. So the first thing that we did was we went to work to correct those properties. We actually went in, refinanced those properties so that we put better debt on the properties. See, we had debt that was upwards of, I don't know, it was like 7.5-8% that we had picked up in 2006. And once we sat down and looked at, you know, what type of financial products were out there based on advice given to us by Lifestyles vendors, we realized that we could refinance those properties, and we did. We refinanced those properties. We took a little bit of cash out, and now we're at about a 4.25% rate. The difference between that almost 8% rate and that almost 4% rate is the difference in those properties providing cash flow and not providing cash flow. So just by following the techniques and the map that Del Walmsley laid out for us, we were able to correct those properties. Now, moving forward, once we became members of Lifestyles Unlimited, we were able to start networking with other members. And what's so powerful about networking with other members of Lifestyles Unlimited is this. These are like-minded people. See, unlike the people that were giving me advice about how to invest in real estate that had no idea of what to do, now I'm hanging out with people that have every idea of what to do. They know exactly what right looks like. They're willing to share ideas, to listen to your concerns and help you find solutions to your problems. Heck, I've got a buddy that is in the process of buying their first apartment community. It's about, I think, about a 48-unit apartment community, and she is scared. So she talked with one of our other buddies in Lifestyles Unlimited, and you know what he said? Hey, come on out to my apartment building. I'm going to show you what one of my units I just turned, so you can get an idea of what, you know, what product looks like, and we can talk about pricing for flooring. We can talk about pricing for countertops. We can talk about all those things. And that's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We share valuable information with each other. Hey, we're out of time for this segment, but you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Al Gordon. And if you have any questions, call me at 877-711-5211. And it looks like we have Joe on the line. We'll get Joe on the phone at the next segment.
Talk 1370.
Hey, welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Al Gordon, and today we're providing a more effective roadmap to your financial freedom. Hey, in the last segment, I was talking a little bit about what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited and how joining a group like Lifestyles Unlimited is a major catalyst in your success as a real estate investor. See, you get to get advice from people that have been there, done that. These folks have a like-mindedness to you. They are also focused on using real estate as the vehicle to create assets, which create wealth, which creates cash flow, which creates retirement in less than 5 years. I can't tell you how incredible it is to sit down and have a conversation with somebody that is a multimillionaire, and they're willing to discuss their trials and tribulations, what it took for them to get from point A to point B. How did they go from, you know, not owning any residential property to maybe owning about 10 single family houses and then transitioning into multifamily properties, buying their first what we call an independent rental operator property, which is you are the owner. Just like in single family, you are the person responsible for that property. And then they're able to even segue into doing what we call syndicated transactions, meaning they become on the outside of Lifestyles, it's called a syndicator. On the inside of Lifestyles, we call them lead investors. And what they do is they find a property, they generate capital from within the Lifestyles Unlimited community, and they invest that capital into multifamily properties. Now, this is a great way to earn income, and it's actually a way that I invest through a form of passive investing. See, I find people that have followed the map that have been very successful. And if you listen to Del Walmsley's show, and I know you do, you have heard him bring on countless people that talk about how they have followed the map all the way from, you know, not having anything, being afraid to invest, being scared of this whole thing, and then moving through time, so to speak, and developing assets, developing wealth, developing forms of income that allow them to retire. When's the last time you sat down with somebody that had that kind of insight, that kind of knowledge? Oh, and here's where it gets better. When you get done talking with the first person, you can turn your head to the second person and you can have an exact same similar conversation with them. See, it's amazing. We have these Lifestyles Unlimited events called case studies. And what a case study does is it allows members from all the different membership levels to come together, and we review what members have done. In other words, we'll have two of our members that are focused on single family properties talk about what they've done to bring those properties, first of all, to acquire them, and then to bring those properties up to a certain level of condition that they meet or exceed the properties in the general neighborhood. They'll open up their books. They'll talk about the financials. They'll show you the five different ways that they've made money in real estate, you know, cash flow and equity growth and yada, yada, yada. We'll go into those into a later segment. And more importantly, when they're done, you get a second investor member who talks about a different type of single family property. And when they're done, we bring in another member who talks about a multifamily property that they've done either as an independent rental operator or through a syndication. So what it creates is this gigantic learning system where you can not only take the fundamentals that Dell teaches through the map, through the Financial Freedom Program, but more importantly, you can see how everything works. Now, again, it's a members-only event, so a lot of you out there are going, well, great, Al, nice you to tell me about that. I'm not a member. Okay, so here's the caveat. The case studies are members-only events, but they're the only event that members can invite guests. So if you would like to be a guest at one of our future case studies, whether that's in San Antonio or Houston or in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or even up in Austin where we hold regular case studies, or on the national side, we're actually doing case studies. We've done them in Arizona. We've done them in Atlanta. We've done them in California. We are building our group, our base of real estate member investors, and I would love to invite you to a case study. So if you would like to do that, if you would send me an email at askal@luinc.com. Again, that's askal@luinc.com. I will make you a guest for one of these upcoming case studies. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Al Gordon, and if you have a question for me or a topic, call me at 877-711-5211.
Talk 1370.
Yeah, that's my favorite bumper music right there. I really like that. Hey, welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is tongue-tied Al Gordon, and today we're providing you a more effective roadmap to your financial freedom. In the last segment, I was talking about how cool it is to sit down and talk with like-minded real estate investors and how it's actually helped me to be better at what I'm doing. More so, it's allowed me to invest into real estate transactions that I never thought I'd be able to get into. You see, I thought, you know, investing in apartment communities of all things was for, you know, faceless entities. That was for big insurance conglomerates and, you know, these giant trust funds and hedge funds and all these faceless organizations. That's what I thought it was all about. And what I learned through Lifestyles Unlimited is this. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, but the reality of it is at Lifestyles Unlimited, we're going to focus on a set of properties that are workforce housing related. We're going to have investors get into these properties, and then if as a passive investor, which is how I do a lot of my investing, I give my money to qualified lead investors that have very well articulated business plans for investing into properties and either, you know, doing a major rehab on them because they're just worn out properties that either were mismanaged or money was not put back into deferred maintenance, those types of things. Or I can invest in what I'd like to call prettier properties, those that are in pretty good shape, but maybe because there's some managerial issues or some tenancy issues, things like that, there's room for improvement. Well, let me just share with you a story about one of the properties that I'm invested in. And it's actually two particular properties. See, these properties we invested in, I want to say it was around November of 2017. We just had what we call an annual meeting. So the lead investor calls all the passives together and says, okay, let's talk about the investment. Let's review what we've done over the past year and let's make sure that we're all on the same sheet of music going forward in year two. Well, this was an awesome meeting because it presented several problems. The first problem is this. The two properties that we own in this particular investment, both of them have been rehabilitated. They're in great shape. They've got great tenants. They're producing great cash flow. We're getting quarterly distributions from them, equating to about the 11% range. So the income coming in is pretty good. It's 11% per annum. I never earned that when I had an IRA. Never got an 11% per annum. Usually had an 11% loss per month. Anyway, back on track here. So here's the good problem. The good problem is this. for both of the properties, we anticipated getting a sales price of a certain amount by year seven. See, that was the game plan. We would buy these properties. We would rehabilitate them. We would continue to do the things that we needed to do to increase the net operating income. That's the secret sauce for valuation in multifamily. And in doing so, we would continue to have the value increase over the next 7 years. Well, here was the bombshell that was dropped on us at the annual meeting. We hit that target price right now. So what do y'all want to do? You want to hang on to the asset or do you want to sell? So now here you have a group of like-minded individuals having a conversation about what to do with this asset. Do we sell it and take a, now get this, 50% capital gain on our money? That's 50% gain in a slightly over 1 year period, not to mention the cash flow that's been flowing in. Oh, by the way, our tenants are paying down the mortgage. So, you know, there's all these different ways we're making money here. We've definitely captured equity. We've forced appreciation. We've done all the things that we're supposed to do. And quite frankly, when I say we, it was really he, because me as a passive investor, I don't lift a hammer. I don't do anything. The lead investor does everything for us. So it's a great problem that we're dealing with. You know, what do I do? Do I take my money out now and make a 50% return? So, you know, what does that mean in real life? Well, if you put $100,000 into this deal, when you sell both of the assets, you're going to get $150,000 back. And that's probably going to come at about the year and a half mark. So that's an incredible return on properties. And I know that there's a lot of folks out there that are hesitant about, you know, the real estate market. They're seeing interest rates ticking up. They're afraid that, you know, all the good properties have been picked over. And I'm going to tell you, there's nothing wrong with investing in real estate right now, because what that information is, that's all the wrong information. There's never a bad time to invest in real estate. As long as you understand the market, as long as you buy properly, as long as you do the things you're supposed to do, you will be successful and you'll make money in residential real estate. So we're coming to the end of the show. And, you know, the things we talked about today will help you create the wealth and passive income you need, the capital and the cash flow you need to live the life you desire for you and your family. So to create a more effective roadmap to your financial future, call 866-945-6565 or get started. To get started or visit lifestylesunlimited.com to register for one of our free workshops. Remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
To the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.